Hello, welcome to the award-winning butter. Award-winning? Be award-binning butter. No, I like it. No. We'll keep going. We're not cutting. We cut nothing in the award-winning butter. Beth's here. Beth Lindup. Another welcome guest to the award-winning butter, as is Josh Williams, as is Adam Smith, making a welcome return. It's been ages, Adam.
It has been ages.
What have you been doing with yourself?
I was in Spain for a bit.
Were you?
Yeah, I went to see Taylor Swift, not in Spain, here. I went to see Pink, so I've been busy doing cultural things.
All the girls.
Is, you know, quite, yeah, all
the
Leave
girls. Them alone. Come and do the gutter instead. The award-winning
and
butter.
Here I am, back in the gutter seat.
Let's make it worth your while then. And Andy's producing and looking at me cynically, as is his wont. I want to start by talking about a mad idea I had whilst writing this agenda. Actually, it's not that mad. I'll start with you, Beth, because on the off chance you might agree with me. I started thinking about who I'd like Liverpool to buy this summer and listen to the names going round. And I've been a fan of Anthony Gordon for a few months now. And I think you actually said you did a piece in The Echo, didn't you? Where you like Anthony Gordon as well. So we'll start with that big tick. But I also thought defensive mids, when other teams are linked with defensive mids, your name Onana always comes up. When other teams are linked with needing defenders, really good ones, Jared Branthwaite's name keeps coming up. And I keep thinking, why can't Liverpool be in the mix? Is it really so? Are we really living in that playground of a world where Liverpool can't offer Everton Football Club some money? I mean, it's the same money.
Yeah, I think it's just such an alien concept in modern football now that a player would move directly between the two clubs. I can't remember who the last player was to do that.
We were speaking of that. I might be Abel's review, you know.
Or did Andy Lonergan go straight from Liverpool to Everton?
Yeah, if you're including that.
But
yeah.
I don't think that,
One of our legendary managers didn't go directly there, but he went there, and we didn't burn his house down.